KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through midday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa News, the National Weather Service says a weak tornado estimated at EF0 lifted some debris into the air Monday evening in Ringgold County. A train spotter observed the rain-wrapped twister near Delphos at around 5:17 p.m. A funnel cloud was also observed 1 mile west-southwest of Reading at around 4:55 p.m. The funnel lasted for about 5 minutes. There were no reports of injuries. Heavy rain was the main feature of the storms that passed through western and central Iowa Monday. Rainfall in excess of 3 inches was reported in Des Moines. Other communities saw anywhere from 2.1 to as much as 4 inches of rain in central Iowa. The heavy rain led to street flooding in Des Moines, Pleasant Hill, and Cumming Monday evening. A 17-year-old from central Iowa died in a crash Monday afternoon in Creston. The Iowa State Patrol reports Afton Nicole Staten of West Des Moines, who was wearing her seatbelt, died from her injuries after being transported to the hospital in Creston. Staten was the driver of a 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix that was struck by a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup, driven by 25-year-old Kylie Olivia Short Edwards of Afton. The accident happened around 2:10 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and Poplar Street in Creston. Officials say Staten was attempting to turn left from Poplar onto Highway 34 and failed to yield to the westbound pickup. A passenger in the car, 17-year-old Rebecca Berlin Terlizzi of Creston, who was wearing her seatbelt, was injured in the crash and also transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston. There were no other injuries reported. The accident remains under investigation. Red Oak police say a man wanted in connection with the stabbing incident Monday has turned himself in and is charged with felony attempted murder. 35-year-old Gordon Leroy Kerr and the third of Red Oak was sought by authorities following the incident that took place in the 400 block of East Maple Street in Red Oak. After Kerr turned himself in, he was placed under arrest at 4:30 p.m. In addition to the attempted murder charge, Curran was being held in Montgomery County Jail for felony going armed with intent. His bond was set at $25,000. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 29-year-old Cassandra Rose Mesa of Atlantic was arrested June 16th on numerous drug charges. Mesa faces a felony charge of possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, along with possession of marijuana, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was also taken into custody on a district court warrant for probation violation. 18-year-old Renee Louise Cole of Atlantic was arrested on charges of being an accessory, possession of meth, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both women were taken to the Cass County Jail, where Mesa's bond was set at $50,000 and Cole's bond was at $2,000. Mesa was additionally charged June 22nd with felony possession with the intent to deliver meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. With regard to an investigation into an incident on June the 12th, an additional $12,300 was added to her bond, and again she remained held in the Cass County Jail. On June the 18th, Cass County deputies arrested 31-year-old Timothy Hatfield of Centerville on a Cass County felony warrant for criminal mischief in the second offense. Hatfield was being held on a $5,000 bond. On June 19th, 65-year-old Stanton Davison of Bennington, Nebraska, was arrested in Cass County on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for felony theft in the first degree. Davison was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $10,000 bond. On Monday, Cass County deputies arrested 20-year-old Jerry Dwayne Carr III of Adair on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Carr was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $20,000 bond. Also in the news, residents in major cities downstream from a Northwest Iowa tanker car derailment say they're confident that their municipal drinking water is safe, even as crews try to contain an estimated 230,000 gallons of oil. Officials in Omaha and Council Bluffs said Monday they're monitoring the situation and could switch to well water if oil is detected in the Missouri River, which provides most of those cities' waters. They say they've been assured by the Iowa DNR that the oil spill into the Little Rock River will be contained before it reaches the Missouri River. Other cities, including Sioux City, Iowa, use groundwater and don't expect any problems. In our funeral announcement, June Chabon, age 62 of Harlan, died June 18th in Omaha. A memorial mass for June Chabon will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leo Sheehy, age 73 of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Leo Sheehy will be held today at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Virginia Barnholt, age 92, of Messina, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Virginia Barnholt will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Ike Madsen, age 92, of Kimbleton, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Ike Madsen will be Thursday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton has the arrangements. Catherine Gall, age 52, of Omaha, died Sunday at the UNMC in Omaha. A memorial service for Catherine Gall will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lavere Mae Anderson, age 82, of Denison, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lavere Anderson will be held July 3rd at 10 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. Arthur Duff, age 92, of Denison, died Monday at the Crawford County Memorial Hospital. Services for Arthur Duff are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Oneida. And Connie Collins, age 66, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center's Buffett Cancer Center in Omaha. Services for Connie Collins are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.